Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to take the opportunity to welcome you to this council meeting, the meeting of the 23rd of July 2019. I'll be your host for the evening. Well, I've had apologies from the Mayor, so he's asked if I could step in for this evening. I note that, thank you, firstly, welcome to all members, welcome to staff, welcome to our public gallery. I note that we've got a couple of members of the public in the gallery this evening, including members of our local Kaurna community. So in welcoming everyone to the meeting, I'd also like to say, Ninamani, Nudl Tampendi Kaurna, Miyana Yaitya, Matanya Yaitya Yerta. I know my pronunciation is terrible, but it was an attempt. We acknowledge the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of this land, and pay our respects to their elders past and present. I wish to disclose that to all persons in attendance that the audio of this General Council meeting will be recorded and will be made available on the City of Marion website. I call for any elected member declarations of interest in regard to any items for this evening. There being none, we move on. Before I actually go into confirmation of minutes, I'd like to just suggest that, and I've been advised that I don't need to seek leave for this, but I'd like to suggest that we slightly adjust the proceedings for this evening. So we have had a deputation request from Uncle Geoffrey Newchurch. I think as that deputation is in relation to the LKCC matter that was has previously been adjourned, I'd like to actually bring that deputation up the agenda to prior to the adjourned items, and then also make a slight shift in the adjourned items to make the LKCC matter the following matter after Uncle Geoffrey's deputation, and then moving the Edwardstown Economic Forum one down. Members, I'm looking for a mover. Can I have a mover for the confirmation of minutes for the General Council meeting of 25th of June? Councillor Telfer, anything you wish to say? No. Councillor Masika. I put it to the vote. All those in favour? That's unanimous. Thank you. Communication reports. I seek a mover in relation to... Thank you, Councillor Hutchinson. Councillor Pryor. All those in favour? That you're nice, thank you. As this is the last council meeting of the month, our meeting procedures allow for a 2-minute verbal update from each elected member if they so wish to do so. So I'll go around the horseshoe and see if anyone is keen. Councillor Crosland? No. Councillor Gard? No. Councillor Duncan? Councillor Hutchinson? Councillor Telfer? Yes.
I'd just like members to know that there's going to be a meeting 8th of August of all the different groups that meet at Mitchell Park Sports and Community Centre to listen to what each of those groups wants. So we're moving forward in the listening phase of building the new group, new community for the new building.
Thank you, Councillor Telfer. Councillor Hull? Yes. No? 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 Thank you. Councillor Pryor? Councillor Clancy? Councillor Valescu?
I'd just like to bring to members' attention and the public that the True North Theatre Ensemble, one of the groups that we funded for the youth programs, is putting on a show on the 3rd of August at 6 p.m. at the Marion Cultural Centre. Called Dropout. So it's looking at the issues and the barriers that kids have to dropping out of school, and there's a lot of members there. It's the whole ensemble from Marion, and I think there's a primary school element and another element from the north, and they've put it together as part of the Children's Festival, and they're doing a performance here, and it's their stories, essentially their barriers. And I think it's quite an interesting insight. I saw it during Dream Big. So I'd recommend anyone who has the opportunity, it is free, and they're not doing anything at 6 p.m. On the 3rd of August to pop down to the Cultural Centre.
Thank you, Councillor Valescu. Sounds interesting. Councillor Masika? No? Okay. Thank you very much for that, members. Therefore, in adjusting the meeting procedure slightly, I'll therefore call Uncle Geoffrey up for the deputation. As members, and I'm not sure if members of the gallery are aware, but as members are aware, we allow up to 5 minutes deputation when it has been pre-arranged with the chair. Now, this was pre-arranged with Mayor Hannah prior to him advising that he was unavailable for this evening. Welcome, Uncle Geoffrey. It's great to see you again. You have 5 minutes, which includes question time, if you wish to take questions as well. Thank you.
That's it. First of all, I'd like to thank the Mayor, who's not here. I'm a bit saddened that he's not here. And the Council-elect of Marion Council for the invite and for me to have this discussion and presentation about our Kaurna community and my Kaurna community. Thank you. So, we all know the history, so I brought a black book. I brought the attachment with the docket. I brought a pair of glasses. We all know the history, Kaurna history, from our position, from the non-Aboriginal position, and from those of you councillors that are here for a while and gone tomorrow and may come back again, you certainly don't know our history right. And we have developed that relationship on that. There's been a rocky road, hence the Black Book, and I will refer to that in relation to that. But in the earlier part, when Warrapringa was gifted back to Marion Council, the opportunity came under reconciliation to obtain funding to build the LKCC, Living Kaurna Cultural Community Cultural Centre. The excitement, the anxiety and the frustrations were all left behind from Kaurna community and the Marion Council and the wider community to have that displayed and to utilise that for the best of all together. May it be for an healing process, but most certainly to enhance that position of Kaurna. Having said that, we also know under state acts that it's important to Aboriginal people, the Kaurna and other Aboriginals, a great spiritual site and part of one of our Jukubas in relation to our law and the lifestyle we live. So I'll get on to the Black Book. The Black Book is held by Marion Council where risk, what I've taken out of the documents, one of the three options come up to me is risk. Kaurna have always been a risk. Brought in a dossier was the same people. I'm one of those same people. I took up leadership over 6 years ago to work on my community, to change the mindset. Those in Marion that have worked with me, and I have developed great friendships with council staff and certain council elects here. And it's not an easy task. But we are good people, Aboriginal, non-Aboriginal. We went with good intent. However, the content was never there. When one looks at the history, the risk. Did Marion impact and invest on Kaurna? Certainly not from our point of view, knowing that we could not deliver in those expectations. Secondly, in the document, the running cost, $275,000. It's part of a nature reserve, community reserve. Given that you have other lands that are leased out, a dollar lease, investments in that from Marion Council and other community members. glasses are supposed to make us to see you if our eyes don't go wrong. I certainly have learnt to see clear. We negotiated in good faith and with the intent and with a memorandum of understanding that we should go option two of having a position around co-management. Ghana's position inside the Living Ghana Cultural Centre, Warrapringa, and more so strengthen that relationship. Certainly when former Mayor Felicity Lewis, we did have that relationship. Barring that, we are now into the situation where together, and we impacted and we invested heavily, the Banya-Balya Agreement. We sat down there. From Ghana's position, we were happy. We wanted to be a part of it, but we could not meet that expectation of Ghana. So we walked away, I certainly walked away, and looked at our partnerships, Indigenous Business Australia, Indigenous Land and Sea Corporation, Lot 707, other private developers where we have a working relationship. We have MOUs, other councils. In that conversation, our relationship faded. Returning back to the glasses, certain councillors, and one of them is leading this, Councillor Crossman, who I worked with, spent time with, suddenly became rose-coloured glasses. Didn't clear or understand where in my leadership and the team that I had around me wanted to get Ghana, our same people that are in a dossier of the Black Book of Marion. So I'm not here to plead with you. It's a saddened day for you that lead your community, the community of Marion. For I certainly have a strong community. I have certain individuals, but they work with me. Because we work together for one thing, a better position for our grandchildren. I don't come here to plea for you to have mercy to put me in there. All I say is I'm there with that agreement for my community. Look very close. Work with my community. Work with me, because we will deliver. We have the people of sustainable, young Ghana people that want to take the next step. I've only created pathways. I need you to work with me, council-elect. You have good staff that work with me, other staff that want to work. I have a great relationship. I have an advisory board with the Department of Environment of Heritage, Minister David Spears, who sits here. I sit on his board. We do great work. We do cultural awareness. We do education. It's not about me educating you about Aboriginal people, about Ghana. It's that shared cross-exchange of educating ourselves to be better humans, to start the healing process. We know there's that bad, that angst. But why hold it into a black book with fear? Because that's what I read out of this in the three options. Fear. You fear Ghana. Individuals, rose-coloured glasses. And most importantly, Ghana in the position now with the state government, with other councils, private developers, because we got a wallet that will partner with us individually and together. So we come here, my members of my community and myself. We want to do business. We need to do business. We are able. So that's all and simple I want to say. If there's any questions, because I'm short and sweet, because it's emotional for me to sit here to beg for a position, and I'm not begging.
Uncle Geoffrey, thank you for your deputation. We have significantly exceeded the 5 minutes. However, I will allow a little bit of latitude in regard to that. And look, if there are a couple of questions for Uncle Geoffrey, if you're happy to take them, I'll happily allow them in this circumstance. As I say, we have exceeded the 5 minutes, but I'll happily allow that. Councillor Hull.
Thank you for your levity with this, Mr. Deputy Mayor. First question is, Uncle Geoffrey, in terms of the options that were put to the council, which is your preferred model that you would like us to pursue? Would you, for example, would you like us to continue working with Kayak to actually get the best outcome for Warrapringa?
Well, originally you worked with KNCHA. When I went back to the table, Kayak were going, we achieved our native title. We are in a stronger position of uniting all Kaurna two groups. I am chair of both groups at this present moment. So we are leading to bring our community stronger together.
Right. So you mentioned native title. That was a significant distraction for your community up until fairly recently, where you did receive a ruling from the federal court that gave Kaurna native title for the area that Kaurna has control over. So with that, there was some money given to you by the state government, and correct me if I'm wrong, you would like to invest that wisely on behalf of your community, and one of the sites, I understand, was going to be Warrapringa. Is that correct?
Well, may I correct you on that, because one, that money, two of those monies where we're working to trust gun. Number one of those trust counts was a benefit account which contained $4 million. We're hoping some of that money under the native title law has got to be invested into a trust future fund for the future. An allowance of that where our trustees, where we have five community people that sits outside the board to run that autonomy independently to set up a structured position around that. The second trust account was the repatriation trust account, where this government keeps digging up burial grounds, and because of our old people in the thing, so we'll be setting up an operational thing and once again aligning that with a trust account into the future. The other important option, we've set up a property trust in partnership with ILSC and the IBA, where we know that we're going to, and we're working with Marion Council. We've worked with Marion Council and ran lot 707, where that will turn economic growth for Kaurna. Part of that economic growth will be acquitted back into ventures for Kaurna business and Kaurna growth around economic.
One last question.
If you can make it very brief, yeah. Councillor Hull.
Now, back in the dying days of the Lynn Arnold government, Lynn Arnold bequested multifunction polis land to the Marion Council for the purposes of actually creating a site for Kaurna, the Kaurna community, and the Warrapringa Interpretive Centre as it was back then. The same federation funding for the LKCC from the federal government was designed to create a place of cultural and economic development for the Kaurna community. So do you find those two initiatives, Lynn Arnold's initiative and the initiative by Dr. Andrew Southcott, I've got to give him credit for that, with the LKCC, federation funding, do you see what we're doing consistent with what those two fellows did, Lynn Arnold and Dr. Andrew Southcott?
Well, there was a vision there. I find the fault resting both with Kaurna and the Marion Council, because at that stage we should have invested in each other to get to that position. Rather, the allowance was around control, and certainly from Kaurna's position we didn't have control. So taking that vision and putting that opportunity, we now sit with that opportunity to enhance that position back then, because we certainly didn't. And from Kaurna's position all through there with the engagement and that opportunity, it was about control. And Marion, and I'm not blaming you, didn't build a relationship with Kaurna. It allowed that. And if we start building relationships, we will then move forward.
Thank you. Look, I'll allow one more question from anyone if there was another. No, that being the case, I thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Pfeiffer, and thank you, Councillor-elect.
Thank you, Uncle Geoffrey. Members, sorry, Councillor Hull, can I just get back to the... What was your... Well, if you can just wait a moment, Councillor Hull. As this is an adjourned item, a motion has already been moved. That was moved back in May. That was moved by Councillor Crosland, seconded by Councillor Hutchinson. That council commences the open tender project for the future management of the Living Kaurna Cultural Centre and allows management of the project to the and allocates management of the project to the economic development staff. As it's an adjourned motion, we pick up where we left off as opposed to moving brand new motions right from the get-go. And so therefore I don't my reading of this is that there hasn't been any other speakers, so anyone else I asked a question when I was sitting in the horseshoe at the time, but there hasn't actually been any other speakers to that. The first thing I'll suggest to both Councillor Crosland and Hutchinson is that reading the recommendation from staff, there's the points 1 and 2 there, which to me in my reading look like if you are to continue with that motion that you've got, those other two suggested points are pretty much essential for that motion. Councillor Crosland?
Yeah, the only thing I would ask is obviously in relation to the wishes of the Chamber, this went to the Infrastructure Committee and a recommendation was made by that Infrastructure Committee. So my determination would be, as Council wanted to run with what the Infrastructure Committee wanted, that I'd look at changing the motion to option 1, which the Infrastructure Committee recommended. That's subject to the seconder agreeing with that change.
Okay, so we've got a few things going on here simultaneously. Now, Councillor Crosland does still have the call here because it is his motion, so he can elect to adjust that motion if the seconder is supportive of that. If not, then we go back to the Chamber and we open it up for a brand new motion. So, Councillor Crosland, just to clarify, the motion that you were putting was basically end of page 81, start of page 82, being that Council endorses administration to undertake stakeholder consultation under the applicable enterprise agreements for Model 1, undertake expression of interest to test the market for the Marion for the management of the Warrabringa site, and to request an administration bring back to Council in 2019 outlining the outcomes of the consultation and recommended next steps. Is that correct?
In context, but in case people forgot, that was following on from the motion back in 2015 even, so nearly four years ago, where if we didn't reach a conclusion in 18 months, so nearly a year and a half ago, this should have been automatically brought to Council. It wasn't. I initiated it because we weren't progressing. However, the wishes of the Chamber were to go to the Infrastructure Committee and actually re-look at the options rather than go with the 2015 recommendations. So I think to respect the wishes of the Chamber, the fact we did go to the Infrastructure Committee meeting, had a big long discussion and decided that an alternative wording was better, I would like to run with that new wording, subject to the seconder.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Crosland. Now, as Councillor Crosland still does have the call on that, Councillor Hutchinson, do you accept that as seconder or not? If not, that's fine.
I'll withdraw my seconding of the motion completely.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Hutchinson. I therefore ask whether there is a seconder to the motion, the slightly adjusted motion that Councillor Crosland has brought back to the Chamber. Is there a seconder? That being the case, I announce that the motion has lapsed for want of a seconder. We therefore have no motion on the table as of right this second. I've seen Councillor Hull's hand go up. Councillor Hull, would you like to move a brand new motion?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. And that is that endorse Model 2, continuing to work with CIAC to provide Kaurna management of the site through a proposed 51%, 49% co-management model for Warrapringa.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll just seek a seconder, and if there is a seconder, I'll then allow you to speak to the motion.
Well, surely I can speak to the motion in order to try and attract the seconder.
Yeah, okay, yeah, certainly. Yep, sure.
Mr Deputy Mayor, we've heard from Uncle Geoffrey tonight. It saddens me that I hear the distress in Uncle Geoffrey's voice, because this is quite a confronting situation for the Kaurna community. I've already outlined the history through my questioning about Warrapringa. Lynn Arnold, with the Labor government back in the days of the MFP, handing over that land for us to actually do good things for the Kaurna community. The Federation funding from the federal government to build the LKCC, I signed off on that grant application, I must say. And then we've heard about the native title, which distracted the Kaurna community big time. It distracted them for years, and an exhaustive process for them. I went to the hearing, the final hearing at the federal court, to hear the determination, and it was such a relief for them. But with that came some opportunities. Not only was there the opportunity for them to be recognised, finally recognised for being the people that actually own the land, but also that they actually had the compensation. Some people see it as being paltry, but nevertheless there was a determination to give the Kaurna people money, and they want to invest it wisely. And we're very lucky to be able to have the Warrapringa site where they can do that. With Lot 707, they want to build an aged care complex there and all the other things that they'd like to achieve there, and this takes time. Members, I first got involved in 1993 with this project, and sure, it's been a long time and slow progress, sometimes three steps forward and a couple back, but we are getting there. We are getting there very, very slowly. I implore you to actually give them some more time, to actually work towards that process, to actually help them with Lot 707, with their aspirations there, and to work in partnership to actually try and get some real benefit for the Kaurna community, not only in terms of economic development, which seems to be our only focus, but also their spiritual and cultural interests with the site as well. Now, I just think that we need to seize this opportunity and not actually treat it with disdain by suggesting that it can be outsourced somehow. I see that. I can understand why they would be offended by that, well and truly. And if we are actually going to live up to the rhetoric of flying the Aboriginal flag and the Torres Strait Islander flag outside, we need to walk the bloody talk, okay? Because by actually snubbing them and treating them like this is not living up to the expectations as to why we're flying those flags. Just in the same way as we fly the rainbow flag out there, there's expectations behind flying that flag as well. So let's give them a go. Obviously, we can't allow wrongdoings to happen down there. We can't allow financial mismanagement. And we can give them as much guidance as we can in that regards. And that is understood by all and sundry. So thank you, Mr Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hull. Look, before I call for a seconder, the one thing I will ask is, I mean, there's no, what you've got on the screen there in front of you, there's no actual timeframes associated with that. There's no bringing back of reports or anything. Are you happy with it just as it is, or did you want some other time-bound element to it?
I think that's a reasonable suggestion, and I think that it needs to be reasonably generous. Some might say we've already done that, but I've pointed out some good reasons why the Kaurna community have not met deadlines. They're in a better position now.
Would you like to say, therefore, that a detailed approach is brought back to council, I don't know, within 2 months? 3 months?
6 months?
6 months?
Six months would be reasonable.
Which puts us through to end January? January meeting?
Yep, and in that time, hopefully the staff and all the people that were involved before, Lou Owen and all those good people, can actually get involved in this to meet that deadline.
Yep, thank you, Councillor. I therefore call for a seconder. Can I quickly ask for a seconder before we go to questions? Councillor Masika, are you wishing to second? And you can speak to it at this point. I'll also take a question list at this point as well. So, Councillor Masika.
Thanks, Deputy Chair. And I'd like to second this motion on one principle. Listening to Uncle Jeffrey talking with the passion, how the community wants to work with the council, how they want to be part of the solution to manage this significant site for the culture, for every activities which are being undertaken there. So, to be reasonable, I think it's a good gesture, and it's something which is completely warranted to bring them on board, because they have self-determination to make sure the place is working. But what they are asking is council to be working with them, rather than council outsourcing up for the management to manage the centre. If the council decided to take that pathway, there's a high chance of pushing the community away from the council. And that's why I believe that the endorsing model 2, that will be appropriate, because it will enhance that self-determination of the community to continue managing the centre and also working with the council. And there won't be any significant loss, because there's a council interest to make sure the centre is working, and also the community wants to make sure the centre is working.
Thank you, Councillor Masika. Now, Councillor Croslin, I saw you had a question a moment ago. We'll get into the for and against in a moment.
Two questions. First of all, questions to Mr. Lyons. Why did we not meet the 18-month deadline to sign the agreement, which was effectively what we were working towards, was Model 2? And why did it take 3 years to... And why did we not get a solution signed in 3 years, even though we had a deadline of 18 months?
Mr. Lyons.
Through the Chair, the 18-month deadline was one that was imposed by the service review document. Technically, it wasn't part of the original motion, but I'm not avoiding that. We picked up working with the Ghana very closely after that July 2016 meeting. And interestingly, I can recall Uncle Jeffrey sitting in the chamber that night, pleased with the outcome there. We commenced working on agreement together, and we did have a small development group that met monthly to do that. We took a little while to put the agreement together. It did become obvious, though, perhaps towards the end of the 18 months, that the ability of Ghana to fund a 50-50 model was proving to be difficult. I did update Council a couple of times about that status, and I took the choice to extend that and rather than terminate, just to give them some more time to work through that. But it's fair and true that we could not achieve the 18 months. After about 3 years, in fact it was 3 years, we'd come to the point where the working group, including the three Ghana representatives and the three council representatives, reached a point that we believe would work, which had a different commercial and financial model. But shortly after that, we were told by Ghana advisers that that model was no longer workable and would not work. So that's the answers to the two. The 18 months wasn't achievable because of the ability to pay, and the 3 years, we did get there in the end, but then it was terminated.
So it's why I'm a little confused. Two things. One, Model 2 was what we were aiming for, and we were told that it wouldn't work and they wouldn't sign the agreement. What is the difference, other than the 1%, what is the difference between what's proposed now and what we tried for 3 years to get across the line?
Yes.
So through the Chair, the fundamental motion, there is no difference. The difference from the Ghana is their position that they have a greater ability to fund this and external funding sources that they have come to and said to us that they have now access to. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, thank you. Those funds were actually available before the end of the 3 years, but that's irrelevant. The other thing is, there seems to be a confusion. I don't know whether it's around the chamber or with the audience, but out of all...
Councillor, is this another question?
I said another proposal, but out of all the proposals, which ones were not geared to achieve all the things that Uncle Geoffrey wants to achieve? Which of those three models wouldn't achieve more access to Ghana, more promotion of the site, more access to economic benefit, more access to different things? Which one of those options wouldn't achieve that?
So if I could turn that around, my position as Chair of the Steering Committee and as the General Manager of Council, I would be wanting the interests of Ghana to be reflected in all of those outcomes and all of those models.
But isn't that what's in there already? Isn't that exactly what the focus of all three models is?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, we've had the motion moved and seconded. We therefore go for the against and for discussion until we exhaust that, and then we go to a vote. So I call for anyone speaking against this motion. Councillor Crosland.
Look, I'm speaking against it. It is a good option. We've worked for 3 years towards it. We couldn't get it across the line. With all credit to, again, Mr. Lyons and Lou Owens, worked tirelessly on it. But eventually it's difficult to get an agreement when there's only three people sitting in a room and you're not getting the chance to actually get it across the final hurdles. What's been happening at the centre over the last 10 years hasn't really achieved a lot for Ghana people. We're really wanting to take it to the next level. I'm still of the belief that we can do much more efficiently. We do need some external help. I don't think it's going to be achieved internally by staff. And I think that people need to be courageous and actually think outside the box, be innovative. But all those options were actually designed to achieve exactly what Uncle Geoffrey is asking for.
Thank you, Councillor Crosland. Is there anyone speaking for the motion? Thank you, Councillor Blesky.
Look, ideally I'd like us to press pause and just talk again with the Ghana community, the local Ghana community, and find out why there has been the need for people to come here and express their unhappiness with what's going on. I haven't been privy to what's been going on and haven't been part of those discussions over the 3 years. But I really think that, you know, we as a council, I believe we sincerely want the best for the Ghana community, the best for the site. But when we tell the community we want to help, well, we know what's best and this is what we're going to do. I think that however well-intentioned that is, that's got a history and it's not the right way to go about it. So I think it's time for us just to step back and say, okay, look, this is what we expect, and we have to look at our expectations of what is making that site successful, because it may not be what the local Ghana community think is ultimately the success of the site as far as the enrichment of their community, the young people, and the cultural education and the significance of the site. So I'd like us just to have a discussion and see what we want to achieve and see how it can be combined. If through that discussion, you know, the members of the Ghana community goes, well, actually, we don't have this type of expertise, so maybe we need to get some of this expertise in. That's a decision that is made by the Ghana community and not foisted onto them by a level of government. And anyone that's had any cultural awareness training realises that for decades and decades, there's laws governing so much of Aboriginal people's lives. And we're moving away from that. And we have to be conscious of that and how we, as a level of government, treat something quite important to our local Aboriginal community.
Thank you, Councillor Valesky. Was there anyone else speaking against the motion? No, that being the case, I'll put it to the vote. All those in... Oh, sorry, my apologies, Councillor Hull. You may have 3 minutes to close.
Thank you. Firstly, I'd like to welcome Councillor Valesky's comments. He was on the money in terms of summing up what really we're dealing with here. and the appropriate acknowledgements that we're actually making with this motion. On the upside, I hope Councillor Crosland can see that it is 6 months, that it's not the end of the matter. It puts us all on notice that we need to actually apply ourselves to this, and to actually, if there are those opportunities out there that Mr. Lyons talks about and I'm aware of, let's grab them, pick them up and run with them. I'm heartened by the attendance of the Kaurna community here tonight, along with their legal representation. It shows commitment. And I think that this motion is worthy of support tonight to allow at least that six-month window. Maybe we can get Lou Owen back involved and pick up the pieces and move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Harlan. I apologise for jumping the gun a moment ago. I therefore put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? And I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those against? And I count 1. I declare the motion carried. Thank you, members. And thank you, members. Thank you, members of the gallery who are specifically here for this particular item this evening. You're more than welcome to stay for the entire council. However, you're welcome to leave at this point as well if you wish. Thank you. Council, I therefore move back to the other adjourned item for the evening. So the other adjourned item was from back on the 11th of June, that being in relation to the revitalisation of the Edwardstown Employment Precinct. Yes, of course. Councillor, page 33 we're moving back to, or at least on the electronic agenda, that's what it is. Members, this was a motion that, as Councillor sitting around the horseshoe, I moved. Councillor Hutchinson seconded the motion. And similar to the last one, we pick up where we left off last time. So, with that being said, Councillors Crossland, Hull, Pryor and Masika have all spoken to this motion and may not speak once again. We have the motion as it stands that I originally moved as councillor sitting around the horseshoe that evening. There is an alternate motion that staff have popped into the agenda there. If another member who has not yet spoken wishes to move that as an amendment or move a different amendment, they may do so. Councillor Valesco, I can see you waving.
Yes, sir. I'm happy to move the amended motion as is.
Sure. Thank you, Councillor Valesco, if you wish to speak to it.
Look, I think we had that discussion. I think it's important that Council does something in that area, and this will allow us to look at some funding into the future for that. It is a forgotten part of our Council area, and I think that whatever we can do to rejuvenate that area would be important. Also, with Tonsley down the road, I think there might be some opportunities there. But we mustn't forget that Tonsley's great, but the workhorse of the council area is that precinct. So.
Thank you, Councillor Valesco, and thank you for picking up my language of the workhorse, of the economic workhorse. Oh, look, I don't seek to steer this motion from the chair, absolutely not, so whichever way it goes, obviously. Now, in seeking a seconder, the only individuals who can second this would be Councillors Clancy, Telfer, Duncan or Gard. I seek a seconder for that. Councillor Telfer, did you wish to speak to it?
I support this motion. As was said, there are so many small businesses in the area. There are some tired places. The whole looking, the focus, the pulling together is very exciting. My particular focus has been the history of the Messines Avenue, and that was taken up in a separate motion, so I'm sure that will be looked at in good time. So I think this is a rational and exciting project.
Thank you very much, Councillor Telfer. I now ask if there's anyone speaking against the amended motion. Actually, just one moment. What I'm about to be told, I didn't actually seek for the amendment to become the motion yet. So I therefore need to move procedurally to have for that amended motion, the amendment to actually become the motion. So it has been seconded, moved by Councillor Valescu, seconded by Councillor Telfer. I put that to the vote. It's a procedural motion. I put that to the vote for the amendment to become the motion. All those in favour? And I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All those against? Councillor Clancy, you didn't vote. Go against makes it easy for me. Thank you. I declare it carried for the amendment to therefore become the motion. So now that it has been moved and seconded and it is now the motion, I now call for those members who haven't spoken, being Clancy, Duncan or Gard, if any of you wish to speak against the amended motion or put a further amendment.
Let me know, but I'd Test like me. To leave it as 1 and 2 and delete 3, 4 and 5.
Sorry, leaving 1 and 2 and deleting 3, 4 and 5. I think, well, I'll take advice from governance on that, but that does feel like it is pretty much an opposite because it's really diametrically opposing the intent.
I want to endorse the action plan and support the revitalisation of the district. I just don't want to be funding $180,000 towards it.
Understood. I think, and again, I will seek the advice from governance. I think in my reading of that, that is really a direct opposite.
Okay.
So your option, therefore, I'll seek the advice from governance, but your option, therefore, would be to vote against it, and if it fails around the chamber, to then move that as an amendment if it is lost.
Okay. Yep. Through the chair, yeah, I'd agree with the ruling from the Deputy Mayor there in that it is substantially different to what the motion is, and so if this one does fail, then you can bring it afterwards.
Councillor Clancy, I do ask, did you wish to speak against the motion then? Yep, go for gold.
I can ask a question first.
You can ask a question, we won't start the clock.
I'm just wondering, does Council pay a fee to the South Adelaide Economic Development Board?
Yes, we do. Do we know how much it is off the top of our heads?
Through the Chair, yes, we do. We co-fund the Chair and the Executive Officer role, and that comes at a total cost of $40,000 per annum.
So I'm speaking against this motion because I feel that while Council can support the revitalisation of the district, we can do that without contributing $880,000. I'd like the Southern Adelaide Economic Development Board to steer this project and we can be involved in the action plan.
Thank you, Councillor Clancy. Was there anyone else speaking in favour of the motion? Now we're only down to Duncan and Gard. No, that being the case, I go back to Councillor Valescu who moved... I moved the original motion, so therefore I will be waiving my right to close the debate. I think it's inappropriate for me to do so from the Chair, and therefore we will go straight to the vote. So I therefore put this motion to the vote. All those in favour? And I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those against? And I count 2. I declare the motion carried. Thank you, members. Moving along. Now, we have ducked and dived through the start of the agenda a little bit, but I think that therefore takes us through to our committee recommendations. Am I correct? Yep. Committee recommendations, all we have there is the INS Strategy Committee minutes to adopt, noting that we didn't have quorum, there's probably not a lot to actually adopt there, but if I can have a mover for those minutes. Councillor Hutchinson, seconded. Councillor Pryor, since there, I don't... Councillor Hull, yes?
In terms of not having a quorum, is there a concern about that happening, and is there any strategy to maybe work out how we can avoid that happening again? Because we had deputations coming along, it was a bit awkward. There was two deputations that night. and we don't seem to know what happened to our independent member at all.
Sure, thank you, Councillor Hull. Was that question directed to me? I'm happy to take it. Yeah, yeah, thank you. Look, I mean, it is the luck of the draw a little bit with these committees in the sense that, you know, they are committees with smaller numbers of members on them in the sense that they're targeted committees that have a small number of members so that we can actually get to the nub of an issue and thrash it out in detail. Now, it is obviously good governance for individual members if they're not going to be present at a meeting to pass apologies on to the chair or to the CEO. If that does not occur, yeah, this happens sometimes. It happened to me, I think it was last term in the old strategy committee. I think it was, from recollection. So to answer your question, look, unless we start stacking the committees up with a lot more elected members, you know what, it's really, really frustrating, but it happens from time to time. Councillor Crosland?
My question's on the same vein, because we came close on that same committee, not getting a quorum. Is it possible to do something similar to the CAP, where we elect, say, two deputy members? Because not only were the other committee members sitting waiting for the INS, there were actually other elected members in the audience sitting waiting. So we all wasted a night, basically. And if we had deputies, they could have been sort of co-opted and we could have still had a quorum.
Yeah, Councillor, look, this isn't exactly a workshop item that we're thrashing through right now. I think it's worth taking on notice. I think maybe if we do adjust terms of reference in the sense that if we have a couple of floating members, elected members in the gallery, then you know maybe we can sub one or two in if necessary if and when that situation occurs. Look, it's worth us actually discussing in detail at an elected member forum as opposed to right now. But on this front, we do have a mover and do we have a seconder? We did, Councillor Pryor. Look, I don't think there's any need to actually discuss this matter, so I therefore put it to the vote. All those in favour? I count 1, 2, 3, 4, that's unanimous. Thank you, members. And we move on. Which therefore takes us through to corporate reports. First off the base would be Bandon Terrace Reserve upgrade. I look to the ward councillors for someone to move something. Councillor Gard, fire away.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I have been privy to a lot of the discussion of the overall need for Bandon Terrace, aside from the adjustment of recommendations, and we have gone through an enormous amount of process beyond due process. I'm confident that what we have before us tonight is a fair and reasonable example of a line of best fit, I think is probably the best way of putting it. There are multifarious views that have been placed by members of the community on what could be done, but I think there is a general theme, and that has been expressed in this paper, so I won't go over that again. But if there is probably an overriding item that came up in the consultation at the park that I attended, I think it took about 2 hours one night, it was almost pitch dark when we left, and that was that people, generally speaking, want to retain the open playing space at the southeastern end of that park. And how we go about that, well then there's varying views, but I think that common sense is prevailing in what's being put here tonight, so I do commend it.
Thank you, Councillor Gard. Do you wish to second Councillor Crosland? Yes. Did you wish to speak?
Just very briefly, thank you, Deputy Mayor. Look, this has been an extremely long process with lots of differing opinions at every angle. Each community type of consultation we've done has produced a different result, and I think if we did another three it would be different again. Really keen to get some native vegetation, new landscape trialled somewhere. I think this achieves it's a good outcome, and we can hopefully show that by increasing the native vegetation in some of our reserves. It's a win-win for residents. I just ask that the spelling in point four is changed. There's no R in Pavana. So I could just be deleted, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Crosland. Do I have anyone speaking against that particular motion? Councillor Pryor?
Not against, I just have a question. It's just regarding the budget allocation. The current budget allocation is written below, in our notes below that. Is that enough to do the job? It's not explicitly clear from in the notes.
Through the Chair, yes, that's sufficient.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Pryor. Was anyone speaking against the motion? No, that being the case, look, you probably don't need the opportunity to sum up, Councillor Gard, but no, happy with that. In that case, I put the vote. All those in favour, and I count 1, 2, 3, 4, that's unanimous. Thank you, members. And we move on. This has been fun so far. Murray-Darling Association membership. Look, I do not wish to make any movement from the Chair in regard to this. All I will note is, of course, as it's stated in the report, that we have been members of the Murray-Darling Association in the past, and in 2015 we as a council elected to resign that membership. And the other thing I will note as well is that the Murray-Darling Association is effectively the association of councils throughout the Murray-Darling Basin region that advocates on the behalf of local communities and on behalf of local government. So just to make the distinction that this is not the actual Murray-Darling Basin Authority, which is of course the Canberra-based body which administers the entire Murray-Darling Basin, and of which all the states are members. This is the local government version, which is more of the advocacy body. So, look, with that in mind, we have a couple of different options here. So I am seeking a mover for one of those options. Councillor Gard.
Just realised I've had my button down all this time. I'm all in favour of being part of this association. I believe it's very much a case of all for one and one for all. There are very few, if any, more important items on the agenda for Australians than what is happening in the Murray-Darling Basin.
Councillor, before you actually speak to the motion, can you just clarify exactly what parts of that you are actually moving?
Sorry, I've probably have to re-look at it myself now. So it would be option two, and that is to
that would be number
the
option. Sorry, on. Option one plus option
option
two.
Option one plus two, yes, because we're noting the letter, and then option two is to accept the offer to join.
And what are we doing with the points 2.1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Well, we're going to have to nominate five voting members, but is it important to do that as part of the motion here and now, or is it better to debate?
You can bring that back later on if you wish.
Yeah.
I think that in my reading, if staff can correct me, in my reading that in terms of the nomination of voting members, we can do that later on. Is that correct? We would need a resolution, obviously, but we probably wouldn't need to do it tonight, though, would we? We could bring that back as a separate one-liner report later on. Sorry, just seeking some clarification up here. I think it's fine to... My reading of this is that... my reading of this is that we can effective... If Councillor Gard's option was endorsed, we could point... The first two dot points under point two are fine. We can go ahead and advise them, yes, we're members, hurrah, and then we can come back and actually nominate the voting members to attend at a later date. Is that correct?
Through the Chair, I've just had clarification from Ms Harvey that you don't have to, through a resolution, nominate the elected members, so you could decide that offline and manage that just operationally.
Thank you, Councillor Gard. So you're happy to not include that third dot point?
I am, yes.
Yep.
Deputy Mayor.
And therefore you can continue speaking. Go ahead.
I was about to say that when the country sneezes, the city does catch a cold. An old saying about the USA and Australia, but it applies in this case that the essence of everything that is being debated and dealt with at the moment in the Murray-Darling issues is vital to every South Australian, let alone every Australian, but certainly every South Australian.
And I always like to think when we're talking about representations such as this, which don't impact directly on what we do from day to day, but do involve money, that I like to look at it through the eyes of our constituents, and I sort of think, well, look, would the vast majority of them be prepared to pay 10 cents a year, which is what we're talking about, around 10 cents a year, for us to be part of a worthy representation? It's important for cohesion, and as you mentioned, Deputy Mayor, earlier, this is about all municipalities, and I don't feel that we should make ourselves an exception for $6,000. Having said that, too, there are practical sides of it. When you read further down, you'll see that there are things such as water quality and practical direct hit features that are worthy of our attention and therefore should have our attention. So I don't think there's any doubt at all that we made the wrong decision before. I certainly remember voting against it when we opted out before, and I would certainly like to see us back where we should be. Can't commend this highly enough.
Thank you, Councillor Guards. Do I have a seconder for that particular motion? Councillor Hull, do you wish to speak to it?
Yes, Mr Deputy Mayor. I think I voted against it as well. I like many things that we participate in and subscribe to, I like the Southern Development Board that was mentioned earlier tonight. I feel sometimes we don't get the best bang for our buck out of those associations and subscriptions. However, by not subscribing to this, because Councillor Guard makes a very good point that, you know, it could be this summer and we'll be wondering where we're going to get our water from. And a lot of it will be coming from the Murray-Darling. And we all know the tragic story with the Murray-Darling. And maybe it could be an opportunity that we actually put pressure on the Murray-Darling Association to actually get better outcomes for the River Murray. And I draw your attention to the horrible findings that were made by the Murray-Darling Basin Royal Commission and the member for Bright, the minister, the state government minister, and his approach to that. Maybe we could lobby for, make it known that we have better expectations of what was found in that Royal Commission. And I don't think anybody can question that Royal Commission. Mr Spears might, but I don't, and many South Australians don't. So for that reason, I think that we do need to have a voice. You know, it's one of those situations where it's out of sight and out of mind. We're nowhere near the River Murray. It's a long walk to get to the River Murray. But we lose sight of the fact that water comes from the River Murray. And, you know, we often lose sight of the fact that milk comes from cows. It's almost as palpable as that. And if it's only $6,682, it could be money well spent. But in seconding this, I want to make it known that we actually do use this to make the views of the citizens of Marion known, that in terms of the River Murray and the supply of water to us, we do have expectations and they're high.
Thank you, Councillor Hull. Is there anyone speaking against this? Oh, okay, I've got a flood here. Pardon the pun. I saw Councillor Crosland first.
I'm not going to speak against, but I'm going to highlight that I will be moving an alternative motion should this fail.
Thank you, Councillor Crosland. We'll leave that laying where it is, and if we need to come back to it, we shall do. I saw Councillor Telfer next speaking against.
I spoke against this 3 years ago with a heavy heart, and I still do. I gave 10 years to this organisation. I was the regional chair of Region 7. I travelled at my expense and time to board meetings. The council rarely paid but did support some of the going to the annual meetings all over the basin. I learnt lots, but there was a general disinterest from the rest of council. When we put on an elected member forum for half an hour for me to report back, there were two elected members there. So I just feel that the whole thing is admirable, but it's not strong enough, and not actually together enough to be able to put together the whole thing for water. They have one staff person, Emma Bradbury. The meetings here are bi-monthly, and they are well-meaning get-togethers of one or two councillors from all half a dozen councils. Good networking may be dependent on the initiative of the chair of the region to pull or make that something of it. Now, the problem is that the water plan is more complex than this. And I did learn a lot about the plan. It was to come in 2019. It has fallen. It falls into lobbying up in Canberra between political parties, Tony Burke, Nick Xenophon, all those other speakers that spoke and work and lobbied on water. And so the difficulty is that we now have a local federal minister, a local minister, and he is the Minister for Water. He also comes into that political sphere. Now, lobbying, yeah. How are we going to align ourselves to lobby against our local minister, lobby federally, appropriately to the Minister of the Environment, Water, etc.? You know, for $6,000, it's actually $10,000 by the time you pay for Councillor Verrill or myself or Glyn Ricketts to go to conferences and so on and so on. Can we have elected member forum of an hour or two to work solidly at water? We are in a little bit different here in that we have SA Water. I know there's a whole lobbying issue, but sadly I say it doesn't quite make it.
Thank you, Councillor Telfer. And look, certainly, personally, having spent more than half of my career in water and having been in the room when we actually struck the original Murray-Darling Basin deal, I certainly acknowledge that it is much more complex than a lot of people think, and we spent the best part of a year, 14-hour days, working that thing out. So, thank you. Was there anyone speaking for the motion? In favour? No, that being the case, yeah. I'll close it off at that point and seek Councillor... Sorry, was that a question? Councillor Masika? Well, if there hasn't been another speaker for, then we're not taking another speaker against. I'm sticking pretty strictly to the rules tonight. Councillor Valesky, did you have a question? Thank you, Councillor Valesky. So,
point of order, Mr. Mayor. If we are going to allow this to happen, it sets a precedent then where we can actually have stooges in terms of speaking for and against them.
Councillor Hull, I see your point of order, and I thank you for raising the point of order. I deny the point of order. Councillor Valescu is quite correct in that basically all he has to say is a single word in favour of it, and then it opens up the debate to speak against it. So, Councillor Valescu. Point of order, Councillor Crosland.
In that case, I'll use the procedure that the motion be put right now.
We can. Councillor Crosland, as you have not spoken to this particular motion, you did flag that you had an alternate, but you have not spoken to this motion, so you are entitled to move the motion be put. I don't think we've done that in this council term yet, have we? You can ask one question. No, the motion, it's been moved that the motion be put. The procedural as soon as the motion is moved, that the motion be put, I have to take that. As soon as it is moved that the motion be put, I have to take that. It's a procedural motion. Councillor Valesky, I will seek the governance advice from that, but my understanding is that I have to take it as soon as the motion is moved that it be put. Oh yeah, we get to look at the book tonight. In 9 years, it's a first for me too. No, Councillor Valescu, just hold your fire for a moment. Okay, governance advice is that, well done, Councillor Valescu, you're quite correct in that Councillor Valescu had, in effect, spoken in favour of the motion, and Councillor Masika had also, prior to Councillor Crosland moving that the motion be put, had indicated his intention to speak against it. So let's move the show along. Councillor Valescu. Councillor Masika.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I wouldn't take long on this one, but I want to say, look, it's good to be talking about water, and the water is a very sensitive issue in our society. But one thing which made me to vote against this one is to see that if we join to be a member, the value for money, I don't see it there at all. Because what we are going to benefit from us being a member is just to attend forum, making up, creating networks, and also voting at their AGM, which we can do it anyway in another place without paying the money. And the other things which surprised me, we find that most of the councils, they are the members of local government authority association, and also they are members of this one there. I said, look, it's be good if the local government association can be the member and represent everyone, rather than join up a local government association and then go all us as councils, we go back to the other individual association and then join them. That's what made me that, look, it would be money well spent, because I was trying to open up to see if we join, what would be entitled, how are we going to make the Darling River more healthy? But I find what we are going to benefit is to go to the national conference, attend the AGM, create a network, establish opportunity for economic development and leadership initiative. We can do it without paying the money. That's what I thought. Probably I don't see the incentive of voting for this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Masika. Now, Councillor Crosland, did you still wish to, for the motion to be put, or do you just want to play it through? Play it through. Do we have anyone else speaking in favour of the motion? No, that being the case, I throw to Councillor Gard to close.
Members, I think beyond everything else, there's a principle here. And there is a definite pattern of involvement of municipalities. And I think in something as vital as this is to our entire nation, because there is precedent and because there is availability for discussion and discourse dialogue on our part, if we so wish to proceed and represent our municipality, I think there is a worthiness to a mere $6,000 or 10 cents or less per resident. I just can't see why we would err against the majority of participants and flag that we object to participating in something as worthy as this cause. I just can't see why we would want to do that. I think it will be at least $6,000 worth of very bad publicity, and I can think of one Member of Parliament that will sharpen his knife also in regard to such a decision.
Thank you, Councillor Gard. I therefore put this motion to the vote. All those in favour? And I count 1, 2, 3. All those against? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I declare the motion lost. Now, a division's been called. I ask all those who are in favour of that particular motion to please stand. And I name Councillor Hull, Councillor Duncan and Councillor Gard. Those who are against, remain standing for a moment. Those who are against were Councillor Masika, Valescu, Clancy, Pryor, Telfer, Hutchinson and Crosland. Thank you, members. Now, Councillor Crosland, you mentioned that you had something else that you'd potentially like to move if that one was unsuccessful.
Deputy Mayor, we've been on this topic for so long, I think we'll just move on.
Leave it where it is. Great. Thank you. I'm very happy to hear it.